Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody told.
praise God, praise God, praise God. What a powerful song. I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. And nobody told me that the road would be easy. But I don't believe he brought me this far. Come on, somebody. Believe he brought me this far to leave me. I don't know about you today, champions in Christ, children of God. I don't know if you believe that he brought you too far. I don't know if you believe that's a decision that you can make. Because he won't leave you. But we most definitely sometimes will leave him. I just want to give honor today to God be the glory to MCI Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Bishop A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries, 1921 Darby Town Road, Ranco, Virginia. I'm going to break protocol a little bit because I just want to honor the Apostle Callan McNeil, my daughter in the gospel. Even though she's my daughter, she's my apostle. I'm her bishop. If people are caught up on titles, that woman of God is so tied in and locked into the Holy Ghost. Why do I say this today? I was toiling all day long. See, sometimes you got to toil for yourself no matter what the title is, no matter what the position is. You got to work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. And if it takes toiling, if it takes warring, if it takes ministering, if it takes counseling, whatever it takes. But nobody told me the road would be easy. Today I was toiling, saints of God. Last week I was just busy. And I wanted to talk to the apostle and tell her to upload Bishop Hezekiah Walker every praise. I didn't get the opportunity to do that. See, we can upload whatever song we want to have as an intro. Glory be to God. Do you know? When I came on, the very song was on. I thank you, Callan McNeil. Today, hallelujah. How about see it? Warring and toiling. And the encouragement from that blessed song. Now, I may not encourage you. You may not be there, champion, child of God. Whoever's under the sound of my voice, you may not be there. Tabasie. But nobody said it's going to be easy. You have to hold on, hallelujah, to God's unchanging hand. There's seasons in God. There's days in God. There's a persecution, tribulation, learnings, line upon line, precept upon precept. They're not only talking about learning scripture. The man of God should be perfect. And when I say man, it's not gender, man or woman. Totally furnished unto all good works. This is our job, champions. As children of God, you have to war. First, you must pray. You must spend time with God to find out who you are. I declare and decree if a child of God come to me and tell me they knew who they were from the beginning of the journey, I would minister to them. You have to stay in God's face to find out. I don't care if the prophet has said it. I don't care if the prophet said it. I don't care if your pastor said it. I'm not saying don't take their words as the word of God. But you have to know that you know that you know who you are. And you have to yield. Stay tuned for the book. What after yet? Or some books to come. So yes, how about CA, where the journey really starts. It's not when you come to church and the music sounds good and you get emotional and you think about yourself and say, I need Jesus, and walk down the aisle. They're not even walking down the aisle anymore. Lift your hands if you, glory to God. Reducing the glory. Let me go on, people of God, because sometimes I hit something in the spirit and I'll stay there. But woman of God, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, I thank God for you being tuned in. How about CA? That ministered to me. God, that administered to the listeners on the line tonight. Nobody told you that this was an easy journey. It might have been a figment of your imagination. It might just have been a thought in your spirit. I come to tell you tonight, God is real. Hallelujah. And he wants real relationship. It takes work sometimes. And if you don't have to work for it and have it, to God be the glory. But you can't fake this thing. How about CA? If you say yes, what after yes? To God be the glory. I just want to talk tonight. I tell you, to God be the glory. I've been so busy and toiling. Today was a very spiritual day. It must be something good that God has for us. You'll find me in the gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 20. Hallelujah. We're going to begin at the first verse. For those of you who like to make a reference point, I would entitle it, What a Day. What a day. Somebody may understand why I said that or where I'm going with that. Has anybody ever had some days that at the end of it, when you realize that God brought you through, when you realize that you're yet breathing, you're yet standing, you're yet loving God, but you're safe within yourself? Glory to God. What a day! My God, what a day. I trust that you have Luke chapter 20 at verse 1. I'm going to read something in your hearing tonight. As it came to pass. If you ever get a chance and an opportunity, look at how many times God utters that before he goes into the illustration, inspiration, the instruction, doctrine. It came to pass. Always means at some point is something that you will experience along the way. So champions, take a look. Just spend some time and see how many times it says, and it came to pass. God's ready to move. Hallelujah. And this instant came to pass that one of those days, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, what a day. One of those days, glory to God. One of those days that you think you may not have enough strength. One of those days that you may feel in your soul the journey is so heavy. One of those days where glory be to God, you're on the mountain and praising God and just you feel glory be to God, the presence of God. What am I saying? No days are the same. If you have it in your mind that every day is supposed to be Sunday or every day is supposed to be the same, I come to encourage you tonight. Don't let the day, hallelujah, cause you to make decisions that's lifetime. A lot of people have made decisions that have altered a lifetime because of the day they were living in. Child of God, I want to let you understand tonight. Today is the day that the Lord has made. If you would only rejoice and be glad in it. If you would understand that the joy of the Lord is what keeps you going. You'll fall so deeply in love with God that no matter the fight, no matter the situation, no matter the persecution, no matter the attack, you will stand firm, unmovable, always abounding in God by faith. Don't you even look at your life. I said by faith. You'll spend a long time, glory be to God, till you learn to trust Jesus. I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. I'm not ashamed or afraid. I don't care what the title is. I'm going to say it. I wouldn't bet on me. Huh, come on, somebody. I said I wouldn't bet on me. And I definitely wouldn't bet on you. I know me. God has to reveal you, champion. I definitely won't bet on you. Hallelujah. But I know me. I know that I have to lean on Jesus every step of the way. I know I have to trust Jesus every step of the way. Do you know that you have to stay in Jesus? Thought, word, deed, daily. And you may not be able to. I don't want to discourage anybody, and I'm not preaching weakness. I'm talking realness. You ain't going to ace this thing. You might get an A. Hallelujah. How about CA? But you won't ace it. That's why he sent his son. Let's look into the scripture tonight. It came to pass that one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple. It's amazing that you can be right in church and still have those days. Hallelujah. You can be right in church and experience different days of different situations, different experiences. Points that on this day it came to pass, because no matter every it's going to come. You can act religious as you want. Hallelujah. You can discipline yourself and thank God Almighty. That's the way to holiness. Discipline. But even in our most disciplined state, those days just may pop up. This was one of those days, children of God. Right while he was teaching in the temple. And I believe in my Holy Ghost spirit that he was teaching something prevalent to the situation that occurred, because he's led by the Spirit. God knew this was going to occur. So I'm sure that the teaching was preparation. You have to hear your pastor. You have to hear the word of God. You have to, let it fall in good ground, because it's preparation for what you may go through tomorrow. A lot of people say, he ain't preaching to me. He may not be right now. Hallelujah. But he may be giving you something that you got to give to somebody else. Or he may be giving you something that you'll go through tomorrow. This was one of those days that he taught in the temple. My God, champion, let's just pray that people get back to preaching the gospel. It's good to learn the Pauline epistles. It's good to learn the Mosaic Law. It's good to learn Hebrew, Yahshua, Amashiach. It's good to learn all of that. But you have to understand the gospel. Anything else will get you puffed up, child of God. You can go on a prophetic pursuit. It's going to take a lot of time. If the gift is there, how about Shindia? The Bible declares that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to all, the prophet with all. God will manifest it. You'll have to go to prophetic school. You don't have to try to dig the gift out. You don't have to just focus on prophecy. Hallelujah. You need to know the gospel. People are pastoring churches through prophecy. People are pastoring churches through evangelistic anointings. A pastor has to pastor. Hallelujah. apostle is sent to do a work.
Mm-hmm.
A teacher teaches. Sometimes I feel like preaching. I feel it so much, but I got to teach. Got to teach you, champion. From the time that comes that we ought to be teachers, he find that we have need that one teach us again. Oh, I'm gonna, that's all scripture. I'm always in the word, praise God. Thank the Lord. No boasting, but his word is the only thing that helps. I don't want to tell you my life story. I don't want to make you laugh. I don't want to get you to like me. I'm called to preach the gospel. What is the gospel? The death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And everything that lines up with it. People of God, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness, that we may be firmly furnished. That we be prepared, not tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine. Stop looking for personalities. Stop looking for people with certain reputations. Stop looking for people with certain paths that they've been through. You're corrupt-minded if you do that. Hallelujah. We have to prepare our spirit to hear the spirit. Not by our spirit, but to hear the spirit. He preached the gospel. Watch the reaction of the people. The chief priest. Top of the line. And the scribes. You know what the scribes is? Sometimes people don't teach, so we don't understand these words. The scribes were people who carried the written words, the manuscripts, the originals. When we were carried into Babylon in captivity, these people hid the word of God on lambskins, however, they had to carry it so that when we were freed from Babylon, they knew the word of God. Pharisees and Sadducees are not bad people. Scribes are not bad people. Hallelujah. They obeyed the law, and when I say the law of Moses, to the T. That's why even Jesus, hallelujah, they believed it was blasphemy. Then they understand the spirit move. See, they were still in the logos, the written word. But God knew how hard it is to carry out the written word. Paul said it in Romans 7, the good that you would do, you do not. Hallelujah. He was always present. He said, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? We was born in sin. We were sold out by Adam and Eve. So every man, every being was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And Paul was telling God, he wasn't whipping. He was telling God, it's not fair. Because I declare that the word of God is holy, just. I would not know sin unless you say it, thou should not in your words. Hear me, children of God. Play it back and hear it again if you need to. I'm talking me today. If it's too heavy, keep playing it. Harabasindiye, till you can understand it. Harabasiye, I'm in a very serious mode tonight. Paul wasn't wimping out, talking about, oh, every time I try to do good, oh, I keep messing up. He wasn't saying that. He was telling God that the law you spoke in the Garden of Eden, that the day that thou sinnest, thou shalt surely die, that law remained. And all men was born in sin. He said, the law that you spoke, we cannot operate this gospel unless you extinguish the law of Moses, the law of sin and death. Don't let nobody have you focusing on the law of sin and death. Oh, the wages of sin is death, honey, and the gift of God is the Moshia. When somebody starts trying to tell you how important the wages of sin is, hallelujah, you should just, with love, tell them, but the gift of God is eternal life. If these people understood the gift, I'm going to go forward. See, we don't got to rush the word of God. I'm still in verse 1. But if they understood the move of God, they was yielded to God. They would have knew that God was making a paradigm shift through the only man born with the Holy Ghost before Jesus, John the Baptist. It was a new relationship God was establishing. They couldn't catch it. Don't you be in church and can't catch the Holy Ghost what it's doing. Hallelujah. You'll be just one of the numbers. You'll be saying things that you heard from somebody else. They didn't understand that God so loved the world and that God wanted fellowship so bad that even the angels said unto him, what is man that you're so mindful of them? The Son of Man that you visited them. You made them lower than the angels, but yet you crowned them with glory. Set them over the works of your hand. You see, people of God, even the spiritual angelic host didn't understand who you were. Why God would make such a sacrifice for flesh? Hallelujah. Eyes have not seen, neither has it heard, nor has it entered into your heart the things that God has prepared, but he'll reveal them by his spirit. I'm ready to get back in the word. I'm not trying to cover a bunch of ground in the word. I'm trying to minister to our hearts tonight. The gospel is the only way. You must understand the gospel of Jesus Christ so you can stop toiling so hard. I toil all day because I know my path. And today was one of those days. How do I send you out? That I had to tell Jesus, let's do it. Sometime you got to just tell Jesus, let's do it. Hallelujah. I won't make it through the day unless we do it together. Y'all don't hear me. Somebody don't hear me. But I'm going to put that out for those who do. Keep acting like it's a decision if you want. Hallelujah. It's principalities and powers. It's rulers of darkness in this world. It's spiritual wickedness in high places. It's people that have yielded to those spirits. And some of those people may even be in your circle or your life or your family. You better be ready to toil. Hallelujah, Jesus. The way the Bible say do it. That's what the hard thing is. You got to do it as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Not the way you want to do it. Not the way your mind tell you to do it. Not snapping, going off, getting swole when you want to. That's not the way of the word. You want to know how strong you is? See how you perfect it. See how you perfect this word. People are trying to make God conform to us. Hallelujah. We got to conform to the word, children of God. Let me just cover at least a couple of scriptures, all right, because I didn't cover much. On that day that I'm talking about, the chief priests and the scribes, they came. Watch. As he preached the gospel, they came upon him with the elders, not the babes in Christ. These were people who felt like they know the way. And that's the easiest. It's the easiest way to toss you. People are making merchandise. People have their own agendas. We cannot trust nor bet on people. Trust that God will speak to you. It doesn't matter what your education level is. Pray that God will show you how to read. Pray that God will open up the rivers of revelation. He promised that he would. He said, if any man desires that he would show a more excellent way. Yes, we have to fellowship. Forsake not the assembling of yourself together. But you need to not trust so much in people. I'm talking to somebody tonight. I'm locked in the Spirit of God, and I'm talking to a soul today. Hear me. Stop trusting in people. Stop looking at people. Stop trying to perform for people and get God for real right where you are. I know the church ain't teaching. I'm telling you right where you are. I don't care where you are. Get God in all your ways. He'll direct your path. I tell you, I'm someplace in the spirit, and I pray I'm not too high and not boasting, but glory be to God. I hear what the Lord is saying, tell his people. And I trust who's on the line today can digest, can hear it in the spirit that is spoken. It's not anger. God is not angry. It's not vexation. God is not vexed. It's not grievance. It's none of the wrong spirits. It's love. But it's under the apostle anointing. And somebody need to hear this tonight to know the gospel. Can I tell you a scripture? The Bible says if our gospel be hid, it's hid from them who are lost. Well, who would hide it? The God of this world blinded the minds of them that believe not. And least the gospel of Christ, which is the image, the glorious gospel of Christ, which is the image of God, shall shine upon you. You'll be in church all your life and not know Jesus. How about I see? You'll be on the usher board. You'll be in the choir. You'll teach Sunday school. You'll preach. How about I see? But you never got on the right road, which is your personal relationship and your heart. See, a lot of us, our heart is there, and we seek our own personal relationship, but we go to man for approval. We go for man for guidance. I'm only trying to do one or two verses here tonight. They brought the best minds in the church, the ones that people looked up to. The ones that didn't have no blemishes on their report, as the body of Christ call it. We don't mess with people that got blemishes on their report because they can't draw the crowd. How about Cindy? But broad is the gate and wide is the way that you have to watch out for. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way. And we have an unction inside of us that nobody needs to teach you. You need to hear truth. You need to hear heart. You need to hear a person when they're not trying to bamboozle you or raise an offering from you. Hallelujah to God. When they're not trying to talk about their self and make their self look so glorious. But they want you to see Jesus. Hallelujah. They want you to see the gospel. That's the only thing this thing is about. Doesn't matter what we bring in the church and how the church changed. It has changed over the years. You don't believe me? Do some church history. Take a course on church history. You'll see how much the church has changed. But that doesn't matter because God don't change. He's the same yesterday. Hallelujah. Today and forever. How about Satan? You have to go beyond tradition. Religiosity, formalism. How about CA? You got to push yourself. He that cometh into God, the Bible declares, I will in no wise cast out. Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands. Purify your heart. He's waiting. They got the best minds in the church. And they asked him a question. The best minds. They spoke to him saying, tell us. By what authority does thou things? Did somebody hear me yet? It's time to hear me. That's what church will ask you. By what authority? By what organization? By what denomination? See, they have a way. The church have made, a better word for me, but they have over the years established a way that you have to do God's work through authority. That way, if they say you ain't in, y'all don't hear me tonight. If they say they don't see the gift, if they say they don't see the call, then they will sit on you. They will not support you. They will not endorse you. They'll ask you by what authority you operate in this anointing. But no doubt it's the anointing. See, they didn't say these things you're trying to do. They said, by what authority? Tell us by what authority does thou these things? Do you do these things? Do you cast out devils? Do you bring men that was dead back alive? Come on, somebody. Do you heal the lame? By what authority? You know what they're saying? You're not doing it through the church. You're not doing it through the way we see God, through the way we know God. You have no right to be trying to be so anointed with your little church. Y'all ain't talking to me. Habasiye. And I may not, Habasiye, have doors opening up for this kind of word. To say, man, but I'm sitting in with Jesus. I don't know about you today, child of God. Are you sitting in with Jesus? Habasiye. Are you meeting the pastor at the back hand, at the back door, shaking his hand? Habasiye. Trying to rub shoulders. People of God, it's not worth it. You may rub shoulders, and you may even get a license. You may rub shoulders and be with the in crowd to go to dinner after church. How about seeing? But it's not worth you not understanding the gospel and the sacrifice and the price that was paid. In the position that you were put in, and the authority that was given unto you, not by man. Oh, glory be to God. I said, not by man. And I'm not talking about no vagabonds. I'm not talking about no renegades. I'm not talking about no disobedient spirits that cannot, halabasende, submit themselves to authority. I'm not saying that. Because if you got God, you'll be the most humble person and you'll submit. You'll know how to serve. Hallelujah. But God will direct your path and give you everything he spoke over your life. So I'm not talking about disobedience. But I'm talking about you don't got to fit in with no authority except the Holy Ghost. Well, it once was like that. I don't want to say it. I already got myself in trouble. But it seems like the church has, the authority of the church have been shifted. Oh, I know I'm in trouble now. Oh, glory be to God. But absent in the body is present with the Lord. It's almost like the church are not under the authority of God. They're not praying. And I don't want to say they as though I'm am. But I'm talking the majority of the church. We're not praying over who to put in ministry. Praying over who's handling the holy things. A lot of people are just neat people. And they want to fill positions and they put anybody anywhere doing anything to make it look legit. How about CA? I'm telling you, child of God, you're not merchandise. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Ask him what he's given you. And then desire what you desire and wait on the Lord till he birth it. Wait on the Lord till he develop it. Don't let nobody push you out there. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody try to reveal you. The Bible said judge nothing before it's time. That means don't try to see into nothing. A lot of people trying to see into your life. Oh, you this, I see that. Did God see it? Did you see it? That's number one. I'm supposed to be teaching tonight. Hallelujah to God. But I feel the Holy Ghost leading. Don't let nobody, Habasie, intervene with your walk. It's so important, child of God. That's what the gospel is about. It's individualism. I hope, pray God, keep it in my spirit what I wanted to say right after what I just said. But I got to throw this in. Glory be to God. In the Old Testament, you didn't have the right to come before God. Habasie. You didn't have the right to repent. You didn't have the right to confess. You didn't have the right to come in God's presence. That's why the chief priests and the elders came out there. John the Baptist was talking about self-repentance, personal accountability. They looked at him like he was nuts. You can't pray. You can't tell people they can pray for themselves. You can't tell people they can repent of their sins. They got to come to me in the confession booth. Hallelujah. Let me go behind the veil and repent for them, confess for them. But I have the whole tribe of Israel to confess for. No, God said, no. How about CA? I'm not going to keep killing animals. I'm not going to destroy the whole community for one person. Hallelujah. This thing is personal, child of God. Hallelujah. How about CA? Yes, be obedient. Yes, stay in line. But you must have fellowship with God. You have to pray yourself. You have to read yourself. You have to love God for real. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Habasie. Not look a certain way. Shout a certain way. I've never seen a day in my life where everybody got the same dance before God. Do you think that that's God? Look. Everybody shouting, we call it, dancing before the Lord the same way. It's not God. Hallelujah. It's mockery. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Don't you learn to mock God and mock other people, how they worship, how they react to the Spirit of God. If you yield your heart, you'll react the way that you react. You'll grow in the season that God has you to grow. Hallelujah. He'll birth what he has inside of you. We detour trying to perfect something that's a camouflage. It's a counterfeit. You're trying to sound like that preacher. It's a counterfeit. Hallelujah. They're trying to produce the anointing rather than let it flow. I tell you, child of God, it will flow. How about Cindy? How about CA? And guess what? Most times in the thin and the straight and narrow, the people that it flows through, they don't fit the blueprint. John the Baptist, how about Cindy? Was saving souls. Hallelujah. Laying hands and baptizing. But it didn't fit the mold. Jesus did the same thing. It didn't fit the mold. They said, by what authority do you do these things? That means that they knew the things were being done. What they were saying is, you ain't coming under us. You ain't doing it through us. Hallelujah. The disciples said the same thing to Jesus. He said, they cast out demons, but they don't follow us. What sense do it make if they casting out demons? Jesus told them, they that are with us is not against us. If you anointed, you just anointed. Yes, sit under somebody. Yes, wait to be elevated. It has nothing to do with your anointing. If you're being stifled, God will tell you. He'll send you to the next place. Not an attitude. Huh, you ain't using me. I'm going over where I can be used. No, it's how about CA? That's flesh. By what authority? You know what he said? You know what he did? He answered and said unto them, let me ask you a question. Hallelujah. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? That was their problem. It's a shift. They reason within themselves, watch this, if they say that it's from heaven, he will say to them, why don't you believe? Why don't y'all believe him? But if you say it's of men, all the people that seen the glory, y'all ain't talking to me tonight, all the people that love God and touch their heart when he preached, when he teach, don't you have a CA? Let man take away something you know you feel? Oh, I heard this. Well, he just, I heard that. Stop it! Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can't go there. But I'm going to tell you what he said. He said, and they reasoned with themselves saying, we don't got the answer because we see the glory. Hallelujah. And they answered that they can't tell. And here's my closing verse tonight. Here's my closing verse, child of God. Jesus, watch this, said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I operate or I do these things. He wasn't getting smart with them. He was teaching still, trying to let them understand. You might think you got clout. Oh, hallelujah. You might think you're somebody. You may think you're in control. And I'm talking to the biggest authorities that be. And I'm not talking about us, so don't worry. Any preachers or anything. I'm not talking about us, y'all. I'm not talking about our, listen, I'm a Poseidon pregate too, over, you know, so I'm not talking about us. Hallelujah. I'm talking about two authorities. There's only two that can give you power to operate. Either it's the power of God or it's the power of the devil. If it's your mind, if it's your flesh, if it's your own will, what you want to do, it's the devil. How about CA? The only other authority is God. Hallelujah. They try to call the authority of God question. They tried to make him prove his legitimacy. Same thing that Satan did in the wilderness. If thou be the Son of God. They was trying to make him doubt or vouch for who he was. He said, let me ask you, what authority is y'all operating under? Because ultimately it has to be God. And he was trying to let them see, you are operating under God, but you're not following the Holy Ghost. Oh, that's just a little meat. Somebody slice that up. Slice that up, go put it on the plate. I said you are operating under the authority of God, but you're not flowing in the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we have our figment of imagination if we're in God from what we have grown in. Hallelujah. This is a lifetime thing. It's a lot of things that you have to learn as you go, as you grow in grace and in the knowledge, so that you don't get religious, so that you don't put God in a box, so that you don't think you know how he move and how he don't move. How about CA? How can we know how God move and how he don't move on his people? How about Cynthia? Judge nothing. The last word you ever hear the bishop preach. Don't you judge nothing before it's time. It's not over. Your situation is not over. Your destiny is not over. Your marriage is not over. It's not over till God says it's over. Don't you yield to it. Know the gospel. Know the gospel. It's power in the gospel. Hallelujah. Your position comes from the gospel. Everything comes from the gospel. Your anointing comes from the gospel. Your relationship comes from the gospel. Come on, somebody. Your forgiveness comes from the gospel. Your strength comes from the gospel. You've been positioned in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus by the gospel. How dare us look to man? No. The Ethiopian eunuch never said, I need some. He said, when Philip came to him and asked him, do you understand what you're reading? He said, how can I except some men guide me? He didn't say except some men teach me. There's a difference. Everybody trying to be taught so they can get it for themselves and run. You need to be guided, child of God. Just because you know some word, how about I see it? You still need to be have someone guide you. And we're such a self-centered, lovers of self more than of a God generation. Once we think we know the gospel, or a good portion of it, hallelujah, we think we don't need nobody to guide us. We think our mind can. We think our heart can. We think our dreams can and our visions can. How about see it? The Holy Spirit and the apostolic accession of a child of God to guide you. There's a lineage, and you can trace it back all the way to Jesus, and it'll be sound doctrine. Somebody's not preaching sound doctrine. They're not from the vine. They're not from the root. I don't know who they grew up under. I don't know what church they went to. Listen, somebody left of old ordained. Book of Jude. Y'all look at it. Men of old ordained. Turning the gospel into lasciviousness. They left. Maybe they was under somebody who left. The true vine know the true word. It's revealed only from God. Hallelujah. It's a lineage. How about CA? If you hear it, and it's not the true vine, the Bible declares, let them be accursed. I don't care if it's 12,000 people in there, 50,000 people. I don't care if they're on television. How about CA? You better hear the words. How about CA? Is it the gospel being preached? Tell about CA. If not, let them be accursed. Their jets, their planes, their houses, their good name, their Rolls Royces, let them be accursed. Because they're turning the gospel into lasciviousness. There's so much love today, people of God, but it's with power. Because God means it, and surely I mean every word that God declares for me to say. I believe it. I want you to believe it. I want you to love God. I want you to get this thing for yourself. How about I want you to have a prayer life yourself? I want you to read the word yourself. And then let your authorities, your pastors, your ministerial staff, guide you to what God has for you. Don't expect them to guide you, and you're being lazy. You have no desire, how about CA, except on Sunday. Come on, child of God. We have to seek him. We have to love him. We have to want him. Because nobody told us that the road, how about CA, how about Kia, would be easy. And I don't want to discourage anybody. But if you ain't hit no bumps and bruises in this walk, God bless you. But I also say this. If he puts no more on you than you can bear, maybe he knows you can't really bear anything, so he's not going to let you go through much because you might get lost in the wilderness like the children of Israel. How about you? But I want to encourage somebody. You might be having a rough road. You may be going through trials and tribulations. Life makes no sense. How about you see it? But if you have faith in Jesus, if you believe in God with every fiber of your being, you know it's going to work out. Because the end is still the end. We have to understand your end is your end. How about Cindy? How about CA? You have to grab Jesus and follow him no matter how and look to man. How about CA? Because he honors faithfulness. Well done. How about CA? Thy good and faithful service. To your end. Not because you went to church. Your attendance was good. Not because you gave money. Good and faithful. That means faith, love, desire, hunger. That's what gets you in, child of God. To God be the glory. I'm done tonight. Father, I thank you tonight for the word of God. I pray, Lord God, that you've touched our heart tonight. I pray, glory to God, that you've given revelation to your children. I pray, God, as I was obedient to your word tonight, that it reached someone of this one soul, God. How about see it? That understands they need the gospel. They need you. They don't need their self. They don't need Habasie to fit in. Habasie. You may not fit in at all, children of God. We are pilgrims. Life is but a vapor. Jesus is soon to return. The end of the Bible says in Revelation, the end. Habasie. We're here. Right while I'm preaching, he could come. Right now while I'm preaching, he could come. Stop playing church. You don't got to be super saint. You may have some things you got to fight through and carry like Paul had us. But glory be to God. Love Jesus and hang on to him. He knows how to get you home. God bless you tonight. I'm in the Word. And if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. Love you tonight. Please tune in and hear my awesome wife. I don't know what God has in her spirit, but I bet you one thing, hallelujah, is from the Holy Spirit. Join in tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And until then, Lord's willing, if he tarry, I'll see you next week. Come on Mondays, come on Sundays, come on Fridays. It's a powerful word going through MCI, Blog Talk Radio. Amen. God bless you. I'm Bishop Feminine Butler under Spirit of Truth Ministry. So let me be in your corner. Continue to come in Jesus' name. Amen.